Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio celebrating an Eagles victory, but it was a weird one. 24-20. There was an hour delay. Jalen Carter ejected from the game. CeeDee Lamb all over the place. But Jalen Hurts played a really good football game. Not, I would call it, wow game, but I just thought he was smart and efficient and I thought he was the biggest reason they won the game last night, Hugh.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And you know what? That whole conversation that we're having is sponsored by CJ's Tire and Auto, Joe. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on 1,000 tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered. Visit CJ's Tire and Auto today.
Yeah, I thought Jalen was really good last night. Again, the one bomb, that was really the only deep shot they took, but I mean, when you're 19-23 and three of those incompletions are throwaways and one, I believe, was a drop, it's like the ball didn't really hit the ground last night at all because of Jalen Hurts. I thought he played well last night, and they did enough, especially with his legs. His legs were a weapon last night, a real weapon, not just the tush-push game, but the scramble game to get a victory. All right, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from Lane Johnson on the field after the game. You know, Hugh, Lane is, I always think of him as someone that he doesn't speak a lot, but when he speaks, it packs a punch. Here's what Lane had to say about the Jalen Carter incident and how they're going to handle it with the internally.
Physical game throughout, but a win is a win is a win in the National Football League. What are your thoughts after a game like this?
We'll take a win, man. It's a lot of stuff happened this game. First time we ever had like a thunderstorm interference, so a little time off, but I wish we'd have been a little bit more disciplined when we came back out. Made the game a lot closer when it needed to be, but I'm proud of how our guys responded, man. It wasn't a pretty game by no means. We have a lot to clean up.
Jalen Hurts did such a good job of getting out of bad plays with his legs throughout the game, especially that last quarterback draw on the fourth quarter to ice it.
Yeah, that's who he is, man. He has the ability to win with his arm, with his legs, but through it all, man, he stays poised. You can see him, man. He's never rattled. All right, Trevor. Never rattled, man. And, he ran a lot tonight, so glad he stayed injury free.
So there was Lane on Hurts and the kind of staying post. He also talked about Jalen Carter. They're going to talk to him after all this, which I'm sure they're going to. And the veterans tend to be on the offensive side rather than the defensive side.
Yeah.
Again, Hugh, I don't know who it is. I don't know if there is someone. We always talk about Jordan Davis is kind of the guy that has been with Jalen Carter a lot over the years, but it just seems like he's the one that's got to do it. No one could keep, you can't really keep him in check, right? Like Jordan Davis could be on the field with him. He was on the field with him yesterday. Didn't
they played together in Georgia? Couldn't do anything with him. He's a different animal, man. Yeah. He's a different animal, and to me, it's going to take somebody different to help get him where he needs to be.
David in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, David.
I can't stand you guys.
Well, what are we doing?
Why now, David?
Because I had this whole stick lined up about how I speak Texas,
okay.
And when you spit on somebody, it's the ultimate form of compliment. And Hugh Douglas goes and makes this totally real. He's making sense. He's speaking truth. And I'm not here for that. I'm here for entertainment.
I think Hugh forgot he's not here to make any sense, and David, he's taking a victory lap because he's made a lot of it the last 2 days.
It's called growth.
Oh, okay.
It's called growth.
The same guy who told me defense doesn't matter. He's Nostradamus.
David, you know what it is, David? It's because I would love to go back-to-back. It's been a while since I went back.
Right. Not easy to go back-to-back.
It ain't easy. So
not with this team.
And I know that in order for us to do that we need Jalen Carter. And I feel like suspending him is not going to help. This is beyond that. This is it, David. I think he could be a Hall of Fame player. I really do. But he has to channel that before something happens that he can't get a second chance to come back from. You know what I mean? And that's kind of where it is.
That's why I'm so mad, Hugh, because, you know, and I can speak from experience here. I've been spit in the face numerous times over my career. That's part of the job. And back in the day, that would necessitate a stick to the face so they're spitting out teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work anymore. You don't do that crap. And what you got to do is, and also speaking from personal experience, he needs help. You are absolutely right, and that's why you're pissing me off because, like, you know, you're drumming up all my crap, and you yourself, you know, you're full of bad decisions your entire life.
Yes.
You know what you're talking about.
Yes, but thanks a lot, Dave. I caught a stray,
but
you're
right. He said it in a very nice way. Very nice way.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, this is bigger than football, and A, the kid should be suspended because you cannot have this. It can't happen. And B, they should force him into some sort of therapy, counseling, whatever, to get the help he needs because, as you said, this is his life. You know, this isn't just all the money he makes from football. You know, this kid needs to be, you know, that rage that's inside him, that fire that blinds him, that crap is what eats him up, and that's why he makes poor decisions. And he needs to deal with that and be able to grasp that because PTSD is a real thing, and he needs to channel that and channel it healthy. And he's not right now.
Well, that's for sure. David, we appreciate the phone call. So the other thing that when we had a call earlier, Derek, we were arguing back and forth with him. He's kept calling him young. I think we need to recognize the point he is in his career. Yes, he's young as a person, as a young man. He is 8 months away from being eligible for a contract that, again, like if
don't
I'm
going to put him in a rarefied air.
Right, and if I'm Jeffrey Lurie and I'm Howie Roseman, right, because that's the person who's in charge of where the money goes and the person who actually writes the checks. I mean, like, I can't have this. I mean, I can't. And that's why I brought up Jalen Hurts. Regardless if you think he's the best quarterback or the sixth or eighth best quarterback, you know what I would be if I was the owner of the team?
What's that?
Very comfortable handing Jalen Hurts money. That's a professional.
Yeah, because I know what you're about to say, Joe, or something similar. Money doesn't change you. It makes you more who you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're worried about what happens when you you give a person that type of bread and he's already perceived. Let me be clear. He's perceived as not being remorseful. And I want to say this because I see people here talking about being a hypocrite and all this other stuff. I'm my ancestors. And I know a lot of that is going to fly over a lot of folks' heads. But the point that I'm making is this. Yeah, I have made some questionable decisions in my lifetime. And that's why I'm the one who is more qualified to speak about it, you know, because I've been through that. I lost my job because of that, because of my anger issues. And I had to take my ass to Atlanta and work for 10 years just to get back to this point. So I know what I'm talking about. And so if you don't understand that, then maybe you need to take a back seat and let somebody who understands this type of situation deal with this type of situation and try to get this young man some help before he goes down the paths that I went down. If you don't understand that and you just want to keep it about football, that's fine. If that's the box that you want to live in, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking about something that's way beyond football. I'm talking about being a functioning human being in society. Because like I said earlier, the things that help you on the field work against you in the real world. And since I've been through that and I've had to live that with the mistakes that I've made, you need to sit back and let me talk about this and try to get this man the help that he needs.
When it comes to my defense, we don't like Hugh Cook. When it comes to this,
we talked about anger issues and doing stupid stuff and making bad decisions. I got that.
All right, Lane Johnson after the game last night, he did talk about Jalen Carter. Here's that part of Lane talking about Carter and how it might go in this locker room.
You know, some of those situations is something you're going to have to learn from, and it's going to be a hard lesson learned. But I mean, anytime we don't have Jalen Carter on the field, that hurts everybody on the team. So, you know, he'll learn from it and we'll move forward.
It's something where the team leaders have to discuss it with them and talk to them about it, Lane?
Yeah, we'll be talking about it tomorrow for sure.
I like the "for sure" at the end. Like, yeah, there's no doubt we're going to talk. And he would know it wasn't anything like what happened with Carter. Lane Johnson knows a thing or two about doing something wrong and hurting the team. He got suspended twice.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a guy that he got suspended for PEDs. That was a long time he missed in that one season.
So that was a 10-game suspension.
It was a 10-game suspension. Yeah. I mean, that was, what, 2016? They started off 3-4-0, or it was 3-0. And then the season kind of fell apart when he went out. Now, I didn't think they were that great of a team anyway, but he knows what it's like to hurt the team. So yeah, he has that experience. All right, let's go to Pete, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Pete. What's up?
Pete?
Just with this whole Carter, Jalen Carter, I mean, he was looking to pick a fight. He was not only 3 or 4 yards on the wrong side of the ball. He was practically in their huddle. Like, he's looking at, I know it's a rival and everything, but to spit on somebody, and I'm surprised that, I thought I was the only one that would think to suspend him. I'm surprised that you're saying that, because I would too. I mean, it's got to, like you saying, this isn't just about football, man. It's respect for other human beings, man, you know?
Well, it is, and Pete, I know what I'm saying. Like, it'll hurt them next week, and they probably lose to the Chiefs, but if it can get him to focus more where this doesn't happen ever again, I think that trade-off is worth it.
Or one way to help him is just have him give a one-on-one session with B-Doc, you know? Let him try to straighten him out or something, because the boy needs help, the kid needs help. He's got a... He said it isn't the only time. And you talk about his age, you look at Jalen Hurts. That's my next point about Jalen Hurts. He's a young guy, finds ways to win. Things aren't going his way. It's a preseason-ish game, but he finds a way to win. He holds himself with maturity. He don't run his mouth, you know, but...
He's a pro. I mean, Jalen's a pro. I mean, and that's why Pete could phone call. Like, when Derek brought up, oh, you don't love Jalen Hurts as a player, I think Jalen Hurts is good. Whether or not I think he's a leader or not, it's nothing to do with if I think he is someone that you can count on. Like, Jalen Hurts, you can count on him. I would be floored if Jalen Hurts ever did anything like we saw last night. I feel like I'd be floored if almost any player did it.
Yeah, because it's out of character.
Right.
It's out of character.
Last night it wasn't, unfortunately. It was shocking, but really, when you think about it, not totally out of character. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Joe Gillio. What's the dealio here?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Listen, man, I got 3 things I take from that game yesterday. Let's get to business. Number one is, you know, Darius Slay was really good last year.
Yep.
I mean, we underestimated Darius Slay. He was really good last year playing at his old age. But I just want to say that, get that out the way. And number two is, Jalen Carter, you might need a mentor or something here. You might be able to sign up for that, man. Go on down there, man. Take that young brother under your wing, man, and, you know, teach him the ropes a little bit, man. You know what I mean? Some life lessons. And it was a Hugh Douglas moment yesterday that somebody had, and he didn't take advantage of it. Now, I'd like this guy to channel his inner Hugh Douglas and drop Dak Prescott right where he stood. See, these guys want to celebrate when they get a turnover. See, he had blocked Dak Prescott, and this is Patrick Johnson.
Yep.
He had blocked Dak Prescott and drove his shoulder into the ground. You know what I mean? Yesterday, Quinn Yao would have been off to the races. But they look to celebrate as soon as they get the turnover. You know what I mean? He had an opportunity to go head hunting, and he didn't do it. He missed him. So I'm just saying, you know, that's something I just peeped from the game yesterday. And this game yesterday, it reminded me of the season opener last year with Green Bay. You know, choppy, not pretty, got the W. Listen, the first game of the season is like, you know, the very first preseason game. Not worried at all. And as far as Jalen Carter's being suspended, Joe, I can't have that. I just can't have him being suspended. I can't have him spitting on people, but, you know, I just can't have him being suspended for this. And I wouldn't do it as an organization, but the league can possibly do it, but I wouldn't do it as an organization. I would have a talking with him, a strong, stern talking with him, and we'd go from there and see how he responds from that. But as far as, like, him, you know, being suspended, I think that's taking it a little bit too far, Joe. And here, like I said, man, you got access down there, brother. Get down there and take that young brother under your wing, man.
You know, you know what? I appreciate you saying that, Chuck, but that's not my lane.
Chuck, good phone call.
I think this is more of a professional thing.
You sound like a professional to me.
Yeah. You know what? I was trying to be sincere. But I, you know, words are hard sometimes, Joe. But
it's always when we try to get serious, we screw up the words.
It's serious, though, man, because I like seeing him, it took me back to that time. And I remember because I wanted to crawl up on a rock. Because when this dude sat here, the HR person, and he broke me down the way that he did, I felt like I didn't need to be around anybody. You know what I mean? I felt like, you know, because he was painting me as a monster. Like Derek said I was doing to him. He was like, he was painting me as a monster. Well, you're a big guy. You're very intimidating. You scare people. And I'm like, that's not who I am. But because that's the way I was painted, that's the way that I was looked at. Because of my track record, if you will, the situations that I've been in. Because here's the reality of the situation. As a black man, when I get in trouble, when I got in trouble, everything that I did was brought up. I don't care when it happened. Well, you know he got in trouble for fighting somebody in the locker room. Well, you know he beat up one of his coworkers or he yelled at his coworker. That's all fair play. That's how people write the story. They don't let you evolve and move away from that. And that's the thing that you're looking at. So when I got in trouble, they brought all of that stuff up. And I sat there and they made me feel small and they made me feel insignificant. And that's why I had to go to a therapist. And he said, hey, listen, everything that you've accomplished in life is because of who you are. You just need to learn how to channel that. You can't change who you are. And I don't pretend to be anything that I'm not, but I know how to channel my emotions now. You know, and that's what he needs to learn how to do, because I'll be the first to tell you, you catch me on a bad day, you might see that old person, but I'm going to try to channel it and bring it back so that I don't put myself in those situations. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about life changing stuff.
Whether or not you think it's fair, when people start labeling you something that doesn't, you have to change it, right?
Man, I was nuclear. I was nuclear. I had to beg for a job. I had to beg for a job. And the only reason why I got a job, Stephen A. Smith, nobody can ever say nothing bad about Stephen A. Smith to me. He made a phone call for me. And he said, listen, and this is why to this day, I don't drink around people I don't know or that I consider family. He was like, don't be down there drinking and don't be down there getting in trouble. And to this day, when I'm out, I know people like to offer me drinks and everything, and I appreciate that and I respect that, but you're not going to be able to put me in a situation where you can say anything negative about me, because that's what they say. Oh, he was at the NABJ and he was drunk. So that's why I don't drink in public. I drink at home. And for the most part, I keep to myself, because I never want to be painted in a way where they say, well, hey, well, you know, Hugh was out here and he was drinking and he did this. Because even though that's been like 10 to 15 years removed from that, if I do anything now that is similar to that, all of that comes back up. All of that comes back.
There was a quote that Jim Schwartz had. Everyone might remember when Nigel Bradham got in trouble. You ever hear this quote from Jim Schwartz? It's I think he was being half facetious, but it really works. And I think of it with Jalen Carter. His quote was, because Nigel Bradham got in trouble in an airport. I think he had a gun. He thought he could carry it. I mean, he was doing something stupid, right? And Jim Schwartz's quote was, you do dumbass things, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Yes.
I mean, like, that's it. Like, Jalen Carter's got to stop. Like, this is the label he's going to have now. And also, teams know they can get under his skin. That's a problem for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up, and you know what we got to do. We got to guess the takes for week one in the NFL. What is everyone going to be talking about on Monday? That's next. Midday show. I want your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This NFL season, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants to boost your bets even more. Right now, all customers get double their winnings with a 100% profit boost. That means you get two times the payout on NFL Sunday money line bets. All right, I told you I like Denver. I also like Arizona on the road in New Orleans. And if there's an upset I like Carolina against Jacksonville. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in on the NFL action with a chance to win even bigger. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9490. For coming up in about 20 minutes, we will hear from you people. I'm sure they're all riled up today. Actually, I wonder what the temperature is with you people. Are they happy about the win? Upset about Carter? Upset at me? We'll find out.
I'm probably upset with you.
Yeah, probably. That's okay. Be upset at me, not Jalen Carter, the guy that kicked out of the game last night. All right, Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 1 matchup. Detroit, Green Bay, Sunday, 425. And Paramount Plus starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We will get to our Guess the Takes coming up at 1:30, guessing what we're going to hear about come Monday morning across the NFL. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
What's going on,
What's
Will?
Up, Will?
All right, man, let me just be, like, real serious right now because I do appreciate you, bringing this up and actually trying to save, a brother's life, man. And, Jaden, I just want you to know, man, on some real, these people that are saying these things is not to tear you down, bro. It's to stare you straight, you know what I'm saying? And for all that you have overcome, to be able to play in the NFL, you need to be on your knees thanking God every day. Because sometimes you need to incorporate God into these type of discussions, man. Because sometimes we forget where we came from. Sometimes we forget the blessings that we have. You know what I'm saying? And this is my thing, right? I was like that same type of kind of person, right? And I call this self-destruction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you will self-destruct, man, if you don't understand that the people is not trying to come at you. Don't think that, bro. We trying to give you life experiences, things that happen in our life to change our life. And we trying to help you change your life while you're still young. You don't have to be older like you and myself to have understanding on, you know what, these people do mean me well, and maybe I do need to get some help. And listen, and I know, and I'm going to say this, and let me cook for a minute. I know we come from different neighborhoods, right? You got to incorporate that also. But what I'm saying is, if you hang with fleas, you become a flea. When you start hanging around with positive people, you become positive. So sometimes you got to change your circle up because you in a whole different era now, bro. You dealing with professionals, you got a career, and you got a big future. And sometimes the people that you hang around may not want that for you. Now, I'm not saying that's what it is, but guess what? Everybody on this radio station right now want that for you, man. We want you to have a great career, and we want you to understand what you're doing is hurting the team, and it may hurt your whole entire future, man. So, you know, please pray to God and ask him, you know, for direction, man. Mainly direction. Now, I want to say this about the Eagles. Like, I like the game, and you know, I like the gameplay calling yesterday, but I'm still a little iffy about the offensive coordinator, man. And the reason why I say that, man, you got to change these formations. I know he changed the formations maybe 5 or 6 times yesterday, but That shotgun, man, got the goal. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to do it, y'all laughed at me yesterday about the audibles, right? But when they called them audibles, it shook the team up. They ain't nowhere to go. And we completed passes off that. We got yardage off it. But like I said, it was a great win, man. Good way to pull through as a team. And last thing I want to say, if a situation like this with Carter happens, you know, and I'm not saying just with Carter, but any member on the team, guess what? Sirianni and the offensive coordinator, you got to be ready for the next man to step up. That's why they got to practice, and that's why they got to get right all together as a team, man. The next man got to step up, no matter what it is. Because if not, we're going to lose a lot of games.
Well, that's football, that's right? That's it. That's football. I actually give a lot of credit last night. Jordan Davis and Ojomo had to play way more snaps than they're used to.
They did their job, man.
Yeah.
It put a lot of pressure on the team, but they were able to overcome it. That's the type of game that builds character. And it, you know, to overcome adversity. And we all talked about before the season start that they're going to be adverse situations. And I hate to be here, but we're here. But I told y'all earlier.
That's 20. We've reached number 20.
No. But I said.
It's remarkable.
I said when we were talking about Quinyon Mitchell. I remember telling somebody, I said, he's in a different role now, so he might struggle. Well, he was in the same role that he was last year. And guess what happened last night? He struggled.
He wasn't great.
That's what, but see, y'all know more than I do, and I played 10 years in the NFL.
Well, I didn't argue with you.
No, I know you didn't. I'm talking about that person. I can't remember who it was.
Was your impression? Did they hold their arms up like that?
Yeah. I scroll through my timeline, I'll find them. I'll find you, and I'll cook on you today. I mean, it's just one of them days.
Yeah, you know what last night was defensively? They got they got contributions from unheralded guys to make up for the Carter loss. Jahad Campbell was awesome in his first game. They got Zach Bond, who's not unheralded. Hugh, that was an incredible hustle play for him to chase down Miles Sanders to stop him from scoring, and then they got the fumble after that. Was it Byron Young that got the fumble? He forced it along with Jahad, and Quinyon picked it up. They got some guys that helped out because they obviously missed them. I mean, they missed Joe and Carter a ton last night. Big V, Matt Laura. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe, Hugh. What's
going on, man?
Big V.
Yo, look, first let me tell you this, man. I got 2 points, so, you know, don't Terrence from Springfield me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Stop.
First and foremost, Joe, I agree with you 100%. Jalen's performance was great. He basically put the team on his back and carried them to victory,
yep,
which proves 1 point.
He's very underrated. Everybody thinks that, you know, it's all the weapons that he has that makes them win. No, Jalen is one significant point and part of the Eagles' victories.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I'll say it this way. A lot of times it's easy to point to everyone else kind of, you know, helps him, or he's got all this around him. Last night, his running back only got 60 yards. The two receivers weren't getting open much, and they weren't using them much. And his best defensive player went out, and he still won, and he was really efficient. I like the way he played last night, Big V. Good, very good night for Jalen Hurts.
Okay, second point. Hugh, you are 100% right. And this isn't about, you know, football. This is about saving a man's life. Because right now there are over 52 NFL, former NFL players that are doing time because they've been getting away with doing anything that they want until the point where society says, okay, you're a black man committing crimes and we're no longer, you know, giving you a pass on your black card. And you go before the judge and you represent every fear that they have about a black man. His size, his stature, power, everything. And he sets himself up to doing life. I mean, look at Aaron Hernandez, O.J. Simpson. You know, great talents, but, you know, they've been getting a pass all their life, and it keeps escalating to the point where they do something where society has to stop them.
You know, you remind me of something else another player told me, Michael Irvin. He said, and he said it just as real as you can say it, he said, I had to stop getting in trouble because I wasn't catching no more touchdowns. He said, I don't catch no more touchdowns. And so if I'm not doing that, you don't get a pass. And that's what we're talking about. Because deep down inside, like for the most people, not all, but it's more about Jalen Carter, the player, playing on next Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs than it's about Jalen Carter, the person. And see, one day, Jalen Carter's not going to be able to be that dominant D tackle that he once was. He's going to be a regular person. And that attitude and that demeanor could work against him in real life. Because like I said, everything that works for you on the football field works against you in real life. That's a fact.
Exactly. And he's setting himself up for doing life. I mean, he already got a pass on a murder that he walked on a death that he walked away from. How much more is society going to give him credit because of his talent? Until they decide to stop him.
Yeah, it only goes so far. It's unfortunate. The way you described this, it's really sad, Big V. Good phone call.
Man, but that was heavy.
It was heavy. It was heavy. It was a little too heavy. We beat the Cowboys last night.
Yeah,
we got to win.
Yeah, bring it back.
Let's bring it. You know what? Let's have a little levity here. You know what we do? We do it every week on Friday. We try to predict what everyone's going to be saying on Monday. A little segment we like to call Guess the Takes. Let's do it here. Let's go into it. All right, Hugh Douglas. Monday morning, after a full weekend in the NFL. By the way, there's a game tonight. It's the Brazil game.
Yeah, it's Kansas City and L.A.
Yeah,
it's
the Chargers, right? And then everybody else will be on Sunday, including the big one Sunday night between the Ravens and the Bills. Hugh Douglas, Monday morning, what's the take that's out there? What is everyone talking about?
Baltimore Ravens blowout.
Woo!
The Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. And everybody's asking, is this Lamar Jackson's year?
Yeah, well, if they go there and do that, that would certainly
blowout.
Point to that. Well, that would be big. A lot of people think the Ravens are the best team. They are favored on the road. All right, I'm going to go with the other big game on Sunday, and that would be the Lions at the Packers. I've noticed this offseason, it's almost like we forget the Lions won 15 games and they were the one seed last year.
Yeah, they get disrespected quite a bit.
I think they're going to go to Green Bay and win. Micah needs an epidural in his back, apparently, to get on the field.
He got tidy back for real, huh?
I think it's real. So we'll see if he plays. I bet he's going to be out there. I don't think he's going to be himself. I think Detroit's going to go into Green Bay and win. And we're going to be like, oh, yeah, Detroit is our biggest, you know, the biggest challenge we have in the NFC. I still think they're really good, even with the losses of the coordinators. I got the Lions winning in Green Bay on Sunday, and we realize they're still the big threat. Luke, what do you got? What's the take we hear on Monday?
I got one with a team that is kind of a dark horse Super Bowl team, it feels like. One of the best defenses in the league. Starting to be a popular pick for the AFC to make it to the Super Bowl, if not win it. I think the Denver Broncos just dismantle the Titans. Rookie quarterback, that team isn't really complete at all. I could see the Broncos just completely running away with this game. Bo Nix is pulled by the fourth quarter, and everyone's looking at the Broncos, especially the people who picked them, saying like, hey, we told you, look at that defense. Look at Bo Nix making strides. Sean Payton is back. RJ Harvey's looking good. I think the Broncos will just destroy the Titans, and everyone who picked them is going to be feeling really good about themselves.
I think you're right on that. It's a good pick. That Denver team's good. We had Ray on the other day because the Broncos come in here week five.
Yeah, he said, good team.
He said they're for real. Yeah, look, Knicks look good as a rookie last year, and they added Hufanga. They added Greenlaw to their defense. They're for real.
Paid Nick Bonito.
Yeah.
Give him a big extension.
They have Surtain at corner. I mean, they're a good team. And they get the number one overall pick, rookie, on the road in his first game. I like that one. Guess the takes for week number one. Let's talk to Roseanne in Delaware. Hey, Roseanne.
Roseanne?
I'm here.
Hey, Roseanne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, number one, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call.
Good afternoon. Anytime, Roseanne. What are you thinking?
It's about Jalen Carter. I am not only a mom, I'm a grandmother, and I'm a fan. And I was watching the game, and what he did, as you all know, was immature and childish. So I don't think this has been addressed, but a key part of his audience, in my opinion, were children. So put yourself on the sofa with your son, and your son is a football fan because of you, and he sees this, and he says, what happened? Is that okay to do in a game? So if I'm playing against somebody that I don't like, I can spit in that person's face. So what do you tell a child that's watching it? I think he should be fined, and I think he should make a televised apology, because kids look up to the football players. You see it all the time. They're running to the fence to try to get an autograph. So that's all I really have to say, because it's really bothered me. And it's probably bothered a lot of other people, but I just wanted to address the children that were watching the
game.
Yeah,
well, Roseanne, we appreciate the call. So the scenario you played out actually literally happened in my house this morning. So my kids fell asleep. They didn't watch the game. I got home, like, you know, later.
Those be them tough questions.
Well, this morning, when there's a night game, I usually, before I see them in the morning as I head out, and I'll usually set up the YouTube highlights so they can watch, because they want to know what happened. So they woke up, they said, they win. I said, they won. And then my son, Luke, said, did anything cool happen in the game? Like, what happened, right?
What'd you say?
Well, I knew he was going to watch the YouTube. It was going to be right there. But he was asking more like highlights, right? Like, I was like, well, Jalen ran for two touchdowns. Saquon had one. They had a fumble recovery. And then I had to tell him. I was like, well, Jalen Carter got ejected. And he said, why? And I told him. I said, he spit on Dak Prescott. And he was like shocked. Like, why would he do that? And I was like, well, he got upset at Dak. He didn't make a good decision. And he just kept going on. Why would he do that? That's why he got kicked out of the game. They needed him. So, like, I get it. And I'm sure kids watching live, it's even more complicated because they're watching it live. And you got to – look, it's not a good look. I mean, it's a bad look for anything.
It's definitely not that.
Plus, I mean, last night, if you were at the game and there was a kid with you, that's – you got to explain it on the fly. Like, I think he just spit on him.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
And it's because it was like a bang-bang situation. Yeah. And I was like, wow, what? And I'm like, that's nasty. Like, that was
gross.
The first thought that I had was like, that's nasty. And then I was like, well, what did he do? What did he say to make you spit on him? And then when I heard the story, and then the gymnastics that people were doing to justify it, I was
like,
amazing.
Oh, okay. It's amazing.
Everybody has their own way to deal with this. Yeah. But it was just like, wow, okay.
It's Olympic level gymnastics going on around here. Doug in North Valley. What's up, Doug?
Doug.
Hey, guys. I agree with everything y'all say. I have a story. I know you got other callers. When I was in high school, I was on the football and basketball team. I played with this guy. But then, you know, this is 1977, 78, 79. Now, he was 6'7", about 240. College is one of them. Now, he had a somewhat of a emotional attitude disorder, whatever. He got suspended twice in high school. This is facts. He got suspended twice. His uncle had to reinstate him because he didn't have a father. Now, you know, that's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
He got sent to a disciplinary school. I'm not going to name the school. He got sent to a disciplinary school just to try to straightened him out. I don't think it worked. And then I seen him. I said, "What's up?" I mean, I'll call him Jay. I'm not gonna put his name on the air. I said, "Man, college is looking at you." Didn't the colleges backed off from him based on his attitude and you know? So he said, "This is what he told me." He said, "F college, man." I said, "Huh?" He said, "F college, man. I'm all right." I said, "All right, man." I felt because my overall point is two points. I ran across his uncle about, let's say, about 3-4 years after he left disciplinary school. He didn't go to college. He told me F college.
So how did it turn out? How did it turn out?
Get him, man. Joe, help.
No, I ran across. So I said, "How my boy doing?" Because his uncle know we was in, you know, high school together.
Right.
His uncle looked at me.
Help him out, Joe.
I don't know how.
Guess what?
What?
He got into an altercation with some dudes, and he got shot and killed.
Well, that's a sad ending to the story. Yeah, and look, Doug, we appreciate you sharing, and very sorry that happened to that person. There's a lot to unpack here. It got heavy this hour.
It got real heavy.
Bottom line is this. Jalen Carter needs to make better choices. The Eagles need to help him make better choices.
Because we need him, man. We're trying to go back to back.
And I'm willing to suspend him next week to send a message.
I'm trying to beat the Chiefs.
I'm trying to win the big picture. All right. See, I have vision on this. You don't have vision. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get some phone calls. And we got to check in with you people. I'm sure it is lively over there today. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, week one is here, people. We had our game last night. But let's take a look at the latest Pro Football Injury Report presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. Tonight, we got the Chiefs and the Chargers. And out for the Chiefs is Jalen Royals. He got that knee injury, so he's out tonight. Najee Harris, he had a full practice yesterday, so he's going to be out there on the field. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly report injury updates presented by Fanatic Sportsbooks, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. The football season, where it is, and where else would you want to be during football season? You want to make bets other than Fanatic Sportsbook. You want to be at Fanatic Sportsbook to make bets, people. Fanatic Sportsbook is the home of Fair Play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long from any first half injury. That's 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, giving you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. So if you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first and the second quarter for all pro football games, every single game. Fanatic Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science.
And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, what a day for you people, right after the first Eagles win of the 2025 season, but obviously came with a little drama. And then an ejection last night, and me calling for the best player on the defense to be suspended next week. So, what do we got, Luke? What are you people saying today?
So, the you people chat was going crazy today. A lot of debate and argument amongst themselves, I will say. But I'm going to get, you know, my insult out of the way pretty quickly here. This person said, the guy filling in for Kyle sounds like the guy who sang Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah, have you ever seen him? He's a little dude. Well, no, he's a little dude, and he wears glasses. I follow him on Twitter.
What's his name?
I forgot his name, but he was talking about
Tay Zonde.
Yeah, let me see his picture, Joe.
Is that him?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you don't look like him.
No, he sounds like him.
No, you definitely don't look like him. Yeah, I can tell you the sound. Yep, I got it.
Let's see. This person said AJ Brown needs to give Jalen Carter a book to read. Calm him down a little bit.
It actually would be kind of funny if Jalen Carter had a book on the sidelines next week. Yeah. Well, we didn't get a book from AJ last night. One more game with one or zero targets, and we might get a whole library on the sideline.
Yeah, you're going to have a bookshelf.
Yeah. Imagine if AJ rolled out a bookshelf, just had a whole bunch of books when he has to get
the ball. I'd like to read while I'm not playing or participating in offense.
This one was during Merrill Reese saying that he didn't think Jalen Carter should have been thrown out of the game.
Yep.
This person said, hey, the Phils won.
It really is an all-time moment. Hey, what's a little saliva? I mean,
I ain't got nothing to say.
He called games in, you know, 80s and 90s. OG. He's probably seen work.
Well, that's probably true.
Merrill's an OG, and we respect OGs around these parts.
What's a little saliva, Hugh? That's all.
So people aren't buying the Adoree Jackson giving himself a C. I said, Adoree Jackson, modern-day Byron Maxwell.
Ooh.
And then the comment right under that, Nnamdi Asomugha.
Yeah,
we are one game into the Adoree Jackson CB2 era, and he's getting Byron Maxwell and Nnamdi Asomugha. Crazy.
Luke, it wasn't as bad, but do you remember Byron Maxwell's presser after Julio Jones cooked him in Atlanta? He had a post-game similar to Adoree, like where they talked him about getting cooked, and... He basically laughed. I mean, he laughed at how bad he was.
I remember there was that picture of him on the bench on the sideline just looking lost.
Oh, my goodness.
He had the look on his face of, like, what is going on? It looked like he was just being, like, dazed and blinded by Julio Jones.
So,
it was
over, and I know you said it's too early to make a firm statement on Adoree. He did have a night that it feels like bad Eagles corners have.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like we're going to remember Adoree Jackson, maybe
like
those guys.
I like when you say it with a straight face. See?
I have a C. We won. I love the we won. So he knows he had a D, but he boosted it up.
We
got to be careful of the, you know, that's Bradley like Fletcher and Michael Jaquette.
Oh,
That's when you were part of the group project.
But you didn't do
but
anything.
You didn't do your part. Yeah.
You know what we didn't even mention? The big run by Miles Sanders that Bond caught him.
Yeah.
Did you see Adoree try to get in that pile? He tried to get in there, and the guy just like shoved him out of the way, and he rolled over.
We call that throwing him out the club. He got thrown out the club.
He got thrown way out of the club.
This one says, anyone can do what Julio does. You just need to drive a minivan.
That's cold.
Yeah. I have the minivan today.
I'm surprised. I ain't catch no strays today. I'm surprised.
A lot of people are agreeing with you.
I'm surprised because I knew it was one or two things.
Yeah.
Either they were too bad to post, or They just, I mean, they were caught up in something else.
Maybe they're giving you props. Because, you know, you didn't say you told us so, but you did 20 times today.
I saw more positive comments for Hugh than negative.
No, man, because I lived this. I've been labeled this. So this is something that I'm passionate about, and I don't, listen, man, I had to sit at my house for 2 years and do nothing because of me yelling at, telling a coworker I was going to beat his ass. And you know what I mean? And then it just snowballed after that. So, no, you don't, that's not a great place to be. Just to reflect on, for 2 years, I played video game for 2 years because I couldn't do nothing. And no, that's not a good place to be.
It's a lot of video games.
Not a lot.
Too much.
Lot.
People were already talking about, man, we should have re-signed Isaiah Rodgers and missing Isaiah Rodgers. So not even Darius Slay.
We've skipped to the next guy.
Yeah, people were already just upset about not re-signing Isaiah Rodgers, which he didn't sign for that much in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's the thing I think that got people is the fact that he didn't sign for a whole bunch of
money. When we had Jason Yvonne on the other day for our rally in Royersford, he mentioned Isaiah Rodgers. Of all the losses they had, like, because that... The Slay one, all right, he's older, right? He's going to re-sign an older guy. And you know, at some point, older corners fall off a cliff. Okay, CJ, GJ, maybe you can kind of understand their point on maybe they didn't want to give him a new contract. He wanted one. The Rodgers one, I'm with you guys. It was relatively cheap, and he's better than what we have right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just no question.
Like,
yeah. I mean,
hopefully they'll get better.
I think it's going to end up being Jacorian Bennett. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts next
week. Yeah, he got a little handsy last night, but he might be out there.
Yeah, I just think he gives you a better shot than Adoree Jackson.
It's still shocking to me that Ringo just didn't get a single snap defensively.
Yeah, that's telling.
Bennett and Adoree Jackson being hurt. Yep. Last one here. This person, I guess, you know, all for Jalen Carter, spitting on deck. Just bought my Jalen Carter jersey. Let's go. Jalen Carter jersey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess... If today's the day to be proud of that, be proud of that.
Yeah,
listen,
cool.
He's going to be here likely for a long time, and he's a hugely important player. I don't want to end the guy's career as an Eagle. I think there needs to be some sort of discipline for the bigger picture.
You got to challenge.
Yeah, something has to change. I mean, this has been 3 years. Like, if this was his rookie year, maybe we can go through this. We're in year three. I mean, he was talked about before the season as defensive player of the year in the NFL. There should be a graduation of... We're past this, and obviously we're not. Let's go to the phone lines here. AJ in Texas. What's up, AJ?
What's going on, fellas?
AJ.
What's up, Texas?
How's it going?
What's up, AJ in Texas?
All right, I got 2 points. Ride with me for a second.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get the Jalen Carter thing out of the way. So, first point, Jalen Carter. You guys, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with some of the things that you're saying, but not all of it. And reason being is because when you look at the situation and you see what happened, it's not like he's just going to walk up to somebody and spit on them. Now, I'm not saying it was right of what he did. His teammates, the Philly Dogs, should have been there to step in and help. You know what I'm saying? But to completely look at it, to say he's just going to do that out of the blue, he's not going to do that out of the blue. Now, I blame some of us on the NFL because if they look at their taunting rules and if they're going to use the rules for taunting, they need to look at what Dak Prescott did also.
What did he do?
I agree with what you're saying.
What did he do, AJ? I'm curious. What did he do?
He spit at the man first.
Okay. I'll let you live your truth because we about to go home. So, yeah, we about to go home.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, grown man to grown man. Like, Jalen Carter, what he did was wrong. He does need to control his emotions. I agree with that. But he's not just going to walk up to another man and just spit on another man for no reason.
Did you hear the story that Dak told? Now, I'm not.
And that man, it was word salad.
No, Dak said Dak told, man. He spit in his direction. And if you read his lips, it sounds like, you know, he used some more colorful language. And Jalen Carter asked him, are you trying to spit on me? And Dak said, why would I do that?
But come on, if you look at the film and Dak was laughing at him though.
Okay, and guess what? Dak is allowed to laugh. So Dak isn't allowed to laugh.
Saying he isn't allowed to laugh, but he's not allowed to taunt. If the NFL is going to use the taunting rule.
So I get your point, AJ. I think the taunt, like the thing that Nolan got 15 yards on last night, and AJ, we appreciate it.
He stood over, man. Like since we're going there, that's the equivalent of a tea bag. Wait a minute, you got to dump that.
Yeah.
I forgot the kids say that on the air. My bad.
I mean,
you know,
I mean,
bad. I got to tell you.
You did say we're about to go home.
Wait a minute.
That was, I actually consider that. You might not. I consider that a moment of growth. Because you did something wrong and immediately recognized it and said, I shouldn't have done that.
No, because as soon as I said it, I saw Spike's face saying, dump that.
Oh, you did that with them. You're like, we can't do that. You can't say that.
But that was that. That's what that was.
The Nolan thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think the NFL needed to go as far as they have with taunting, but they have. Those are the rules now. Everyone's got to deal with it. All right. I think that is more than enough for us for today. It's time. We're on little sleep. I want Jalen Carter suspended. And it's time for us to go home before Hugh says something else we have to dump. All right, this was an interesting reaction to a victory. One of the more interesting ones I can remember. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the first weekend, full weekend of the NFL. We'll be back on Monday as we get set for week two. It's also Phillies and Mets next week. So it's going to be a big, big week around here. Afternoon show is coming up next live, I believe, from Chickens because I haven't seen those guys here. Luke, thank you for filling in for Kyle today. Great job. Hugh, we'll talk to everyone on Monday. Have a great weekend on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.